Hi, Shalom Aleichem. We're going to begin now a series on the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei, particularly the bakashos. The first one of the bakashos is Atah Chonin, asking a Kadosh Baruch Hu and beseeching from him da'as, intellect, chachma, bina, the da'as, the ability to have insight, to discern, and to have the ability to think on one's own. Why is this the first of all of the bakashos? Why is not Rifa'enu, Parnasa, Geula? Why is Atah Chonin, the bracha for asking for wisdom from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, why is this number one? So different reasons that are given in the Mefarshim. The Shulchan Aruch writes right here in Kuf Tes Vav, Sif Aleph, that it is specifically Chachma and Bina that differentiates us, raises us above the animal kingdom. I have to say, I had a student that would write the words Atah Chonin Ba'adam Das on the top of every single one of her tests. And she got 100. I didn't even look at the rest of her test. She chapped it. She understood that's where the chachma comes from. That's all you need to know. So tavar kol nishma. She got 100 in every test. So that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Chachma and bina differentiates us from the animal kingdom. The Mishnah Brura says something a little bit different. Mishnah Brura says that we generally, when we're getting this section, where we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for things that we need, one thing that we need above all to ask for the right things is wisdom. We need wisdom to really, this is also in Sif Aleph over here, that we need wisdom, that then the wisdom should play into all of the other bakashos that we have in our tefillah. The Kaf HaChayim writes, quoted in the Dirshin Mishnah Brura, he writes that the Gemara writes that if somebody does not have Bina, Aser l'rachim alav. I believe it's Gemara Brachos. If somebody doesn't have Bina, it's Aser to have compassion for this individual. So now we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to have compassion for us, and we're asking for things. So before Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us and have mercy on us, to be rachim on us, the first thing that we need, kodem kol, for us, Kadosh Baruch Hu to have it, is for him, for us to have this Bina. Bina das, the haskel, for us to have that first. So three different reasons why Atah Chonin is the first, is the Rosh of the Bakashos. Shulchan Aruch differentiates us between us and the animal kingdom. It sets up wisdom. Wisdom is needed for the Bakashos, or Akash Baruch Hu cannot have the Rachmanis on us without this. One other note regarding the Bracha itself is a little bit unclear about the correct Nusach. Is it Atah Chonin Adam Da'as, Chaneinu Mitcha De'a Bina Askel, or Vichaneinu Me'itcha de'a bina v'askel? Is there a vav there? So we threw it out to the shul, and different people had the vav, and some people didn't have the vav. And they're sitting in the Mishnah Brura at the end of Sif Katan Aleph. Sif Aleph, he says there are two deos out there, and it sounds like he prefers chaneinu. It seems to be Rabbi Avad Yosef is in favor of the vav, and that seems to be what's dominant in all of the Svardish and Svardi Sidurim. However, in the Ashkenazi Sidurim, both in the Art Scroll and in the Korim, there is no Vav. And the Piskei Tshuvos, in a footnote, footnote 7, on this halacha, says this really is a machlokas between Rav, on one side, Rav Amram Gaon, the Rambam, and the Beis Yosef. They all have Atach Vichanenu with the Vav. And then you have, on the other side, you have Rav Sadia Gaon, the Avudraham, and the Bach, that remove the Vav. It seems to be, and then the day, even though it doesn't line up like this way in the Achronim and the Rishonim, but it seems to be, contemporarily, some have the Vav and some don't. Sephardim do have it. The Ashkenazim don't. Okay, we'll stop here for today.